This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Hemingway's Ulito book says liberals slow-walked Dobbs while colleagues wore body armor. On The Kim Monson Show, Federalist Editor-in-Chief Molly Hemingway argues the court's liberal wing stalled the Dobbs release for 7 weeks while conservative justices lived under armed protection. Molly Hemingway argues in her new biography of Justice Samuel Ulito that the 7 weeks between the leaked Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization draft and the final ruling were no procedural delay. The Supreme Court's liberal bloc deliberately ran out the clock, she says, while their conservative colleagues lived under armed federal protection and wore body armor. Hemingway, editor-in-chief of The Federalist, told The Kim Monson Show on Monday that the central reporting in Ulito, the justice who reshaped the Supreme Court and restored the Constitution, released April 21, 2026, by Hachette Book Group's Basic Liberty imprint, is what she called one of the most explosive parts of her book. On air, she put the charge plainly. After the Dobbs decision was leaked, she said, the liberal justices conspired to delay the release of the opinion, even though they knew that their colleagues were literally under death threat. That framing is Hemingway's reporting, sourced to nearly 100 interviews she said she conducted for the book, most of them on background. She told Fox News Digital she did not name the justices and clerks she spoke with because they spoke on the condition of anonymity. The Supreme Court has not commented on the book, what the public record shows. The undisputed timeline begins on May 2, 2022, when Politico published Justice Ulito's draft majority opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the document's authenticity the next day and ordered an investigation. The court released the final opinion on June 24, 2022. 53 days, just over 7 weeks, separated the two events. In the middle of that interval, on the night of June 7 into the early morning of June 8, Nicholas Roski flew from Los Angeles to Washington, took a taxi to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home, and arrived at 1005 a.m., armed with a pistol, ammunition, zip ties, a tactical knife, and burglary tools. According to the Justice Department, Roski told investigators after his arrest that he was upset about the leaked Dobbs draft and the recent Uvalde school shooting, and that he intended to break in and shoot Kavanaugh. Prosecutors later alleged in court filings that Roski planned to kill three conservative justices so liberal replacements could change the court's direction. After the leak, Attorney General Merrick Garland directed the United States Marshal Service to provide around-the-clock security at the homes of all nine justices. That much is on the public record. What happens next inside the court's chambers is where Hemingway's book breaks new ground, what Hemingway reports from inside the court. According to Ulito, the conservative justices used their May 12 conference to ask the dissenters to expedite their work because, as Hemingway puts it in the book, abortion supporters had an incentive to kill one or more of the justices in the majority to change the outcome. She writes that Justice Neil Gorsuch asked the liberals for a target date and was refused. After the conference, she reports, Justice Elena Kagan went to Justice Stephen Breyer's chambers and remonstrated with Breyer not to accommodate the majority, screaming so loudly, observers noted, that the wall was shaking. The detail of the shaking wall, sourced to Hemingway's anonymous court insiders, has been reported in Fox News Digital and the Daily Wire reviews of the book. Hemingway also writes that Justice Ulito and his wife were moved to a secure location and that Justice Amy Coney Barrett donned a bulletproof vest in front of her children. On the show, she described the response to the security threat in human terms. The justices had to wear body armor or a bulletproof vest, she said. They had to be moved to secure locations. She told Monson the conservatives writing the majority opinion repeatedly asked the dissenters to publish their work so the ruling could be released. Instead, she said, they slow-walked it quite dramatically for 7 weeks. Pressed on motive, Hemingway told Monson she did not believe the liberals wanted their colleagues dead. She said she thought they were looking for more time to somehow figure out a way to preserve that Roe v. Wade decision. The flip-the-vote effort and the limits of what is known. A separate strand of public record reporting bears on the period. In a December 2023 New York Times investigation, summarized by Fox News Digital, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Stephen Breyer spent the months before the leak working internally to peel Kavanaugh away from the Dobbs majority. Kavanaugh held. That documented effort predates the leak. Hemingway's slow walk reporting concerns what happened after. The book has critics. Talking points. Memos. Kate Riga, in a review published the day of release, called Ulito a hagiography and challenged Hemingway's framing of the dissenters as malicious collaborators with the unidentified pro-choice assassins. Riga argued that Hemingway's only concrete evidence of a plot is Roski, and that the rest is inference from background sources whose identities cannot be independently checked. Hemingway's response, on air with Monson, was to point past the inside the court dispute to the outside, the court fallout. They firebombed about 100 churches and pro-life pregnancy centers, she said. They went after the lives of the justices. And, she said, nobody did anything about it. And now, Kim's perspective. The body armor and the seven-week delay tell you what was at stake. Conservative justices were targeted in their homes, and an armed man flew across the country to kill Justice Kavanaugh. The institutional norms of the court held only because the conservative justices held under conditions no one in that building had ever faced. Molly Hemingway is reporting that some of their colleagues used those weeks to look for an angle while the threats kept coming. Whether her sources are right about motive is for readers to judge, but the public record on the threat itself is not in dispute. The leak was an attempt to break the court, and it did not succeed because the justices in the majority did not break. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.